We're going to be doing now B'siyata Dishmaya, Meseches Yuma, Daf Chav Ches, Amid Aleph. We're starting Daf Chav Zayin, Amid Beis, one line before the end of the Amid. V'ikadi Amri, and there were those that said, Maskif lo Reb Zera. Reb Zera asked a kasha. Now this kasha of Reb Zera is going on what's mentioned in the beginning of the Amid, Amar Reb Asi, Amar Reb Yochanan. So let's repeat the statement of Reb Asi, Amar Reb Yochanan, and then we'll see what the Ikadi Amri asks on this statement. In the Amid Dach of Zayin Amid Beis, there was also a kasha on the statement of Reb Asi, Amar Reb Yochanan, and because of that kasha, the Gemara changed the girsa that Reb Asi, Amar Reb Yochanan could not have said what it says on top of the Amid, and the Gemara changes it. But according to the Ikadi Amri, the Gemara is going to again refer to the initial statement which the Gemara brings right in the beginning. And the Gemara is going to have a different question on that statement. And because of this other question, that's why we need to change the statement of Reb Asi Amar Reb Yochanan. So let's see the statement, the memra of Reb Asi Amar Reb Yochanan right on top of the Amid, and then we'll see what Reb Zera asked according to the Ikadi Amri. Amar Reb Asi Amar Reb Yochanan, so right on top of Chazayin Amid Beis, Reb Asi said in the name of Reb Yochanan, Zor Shesider Es HaMa'arocha, a Zor that arranged the Ma'arocha, the pyre of wood that was on the Mizbeach, Chayiv, he is Chayiv. As we know, there is an Avodah called Sidur HaMa'arocha, which had to be done every morning in the Beis HaMikdash before they brought the Korban Tomid. And that has to be done by a Kohen. If a Zor does it, then he is Chayiv Misa. And Reb Asi Amar Reb Yochanan finishes off. Ketzad Oise, what should he do? Perka, he removes it. B'choiz V'soidra, and he puts it back. And the Gemara says that what it means is Perka Zar V'soidra Kohen. The Zar can take it off, and the Kohen puts it back. Now, Reb Zera is now going on this statement of Reb Asi Amar Reb Yochanan, which he said that a Zor Shesider Es HaMa'arocha is Chayiv Misa. On this, we have a kasha. The Ikad Amri, and some say, Maskev lo Reb Zera. Reb Zera had a kasha on this statement of Reb Asi Amar Reb Yochanan, which said that Zor Shesider Es HaMa'arocha Chayiv Misa. B'chi yesh lecha avoida. Do you have an avoida? Sheyesh acharea avoida, which has got an avoida after it, upsula bazar, and is posel bazar. So, what Reb Zera is asking is that we know that in order for a Zor to be Chayiv Misa, it's got to be an Avodah Tama. And everyone agrees to that. And this is what we had before, that in order for a Zor to be Chayiv Misa, it's got to be an Avodah that concludes the last Avodah. Not an Avodah Sheyesh Acharea Avodah. L'moshel, Kabbalah, accepting the blood, walking with the blood, Rashi puts in Shechita, Shechita Kabbalah Haylocha, it's not an Avodah Tama. Why? Because the last avoida, the avoida that concludes with the dam, is zrika. So it's got to be zrika, not the previous avoidas in the dam. So in the dam, the avoida sadam, the only avoida that you chayv misa for is if a zar does the zrika, because that's the avoida that concludes the avoidas hadam, and that's called avoida tama. Whereas Kabbalah Hoylocha is an avoida which has an avoida after it. It's avoida shesha for avoida, and for that there is no chayv misa. And everyone agrees to that. Rav, Levi, there's no machlokes about that. So Reb Zera asked, how could you say, how could Rabbi Yochanan have said that a Zor Shesider Es HaMa'arocha is Chayiv Misa, but it's not an avoida that concludes. There is an avoida after that. Which avoida is he referring to that's after Sidur HaMa'arocha? So Rashi says, let's see Rashi, Sheyesh Achreya, Sidur Avoida. There is another Sidur after the main Sidur HaMa'arocha, after he arranges the pyre on the Mizbeach, which on that is you're going to be mafter all the Korbanos, and that had to be done every morning, and that was an Avoida. But after the main Sidur HaMa'arocha, there was another Sidur, which was what? Sidur Shnei Gzirin. There's an Avoida called Sidur Shnei Gzirin Eitzin. Also learned out of a pasuk that after the Masada the Ma'arocha, Kohen must come with two blocks of wood, and put it on the marocha, an additional two blocks of wood, and that's another avodah. So Mamela, the Gemara's kasha is, how can you say, Rav Zera's kasha is, how can you say a chayav misa for sidur hamarocha, but it's not an avodah tama. There is sidur shnei gzira etzin after it. V'chi yesh lecha avodah sheyesh achrei avodah upsula bizarre, and it's possible bizarre. The next question of the Gemara, the way it says over here, is difficult to understand. We'll read it out, and we'll see why Rashi takes it out of the Gemara completely, and so does the Bir Hagra, the Vilna Gaon, right here on the side, also removes these few lines from the Gemara. Let's see what the Gemara asks, and we're going to see why it's a difficult kasha. The Gemara asks, the way it says in our Gemara, Baharei Evarim Uptarim, what about Evarim Uptarim? Now, the way it says over here, what the Gemara is asking is, that Evarim Uptarim is also an Avodah Sheyesh Achrea Avodah, and you're Chayav Misa for it. That's what the Gemara means to ask, because Rav Zera said a klal, do you have an Avodah Sheyesh Achrea Avodah, and you're Chayav Misa? Psula Bazar over here means that you're Chayav Misa for it. That's what Rashi says. Psula Bazar means that you're Chayav Misa. Doesn't just mean Pasul Bazar. It means that you're Chayav Misa. So do you have an Avodah Sheyesh Achrea that you're Chayav Misa? But I'll prove you, what about Evarim Uptarim? It's an Avodah Sheyesh Achrea Avodah, and you are Chayav Misa for it. What is Evarim Uptarim? Evarim Uptarim means to burn up the limbs and the fat that needs to be burnt up from the carbon on the Mizbeach. That's called an Avodah Sheyesh Achrea Avodah. That's not Avodah Sheyesh Achrea Avodah. Which Avodah is after that? And Rashi says that this has been agreed upon in the sugya before. Haktara is an avodah tama, and everyone agrees to that. Chaptal Amar Aleph, Amar Rav, arba avodos zor chayav aleihem misa, zrika v'haktara. Haktara is mefurish. Rav says it, Levi says it, and the Gemara doesn't ask here. Haktara is a avodah sheyesh achrei avodah. No, haktara is an avodah tama. So what's the Gemara asking here? Avarim Uptarim is not an avodah tama. It is. It's an avodah that concludes. There's no avodah after that. And on that, the Gemara answers, Soif avodah diyamamahi. It's the end of an avodah diyamamah. The next question is also difficult. Varei Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, the way it says over here, that would mean to ask that Trumas Hadeshen is not an avodah tama, and you still chayav misa. Is Trumas Hadeshen not an avodah tama? Well, the Gemara said clearly before, it is an avodah tama, and this was agreed in the sugya before, no questions on it. Levi says, it's chayav misa of Trumas Hadeshen, it's an avodah tama. And even Rav, that argues, he doesn't argue because it's not an avodah tama. Rav calls it an avodah siluk. Yes, Trumas Hadeshen is avodah siluk, and Levi holds that bachutz yechayev avodah siluk. But nobody says Trumas Hadeshen is not an avodah that concludes. It is. It's an avodah tama. So what is the Gemara asking here? Varei Trumas Hadeshen, which is avodah sheyesh achrei avodah. It's an avodah that's got an avodah after it. It's not. It's an avodah tama, like the sugi says before. And on that, the Gemara answers, Tchilas avodah diyamamihi. It's the beginning of avodah biyoyim. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Kiddush Yadav v'Trumas Hadeshen, L'mochrei Nitzorach L'Kaddish. This is what we had before in the sugya. From this Rabbi Yochanan, we see that the Trumas Hadeshen is the beginning of the avodah hayoyim of the next day. Shekvar Kiddush v'Tchilas avodah. Elokasha. So, from Varei till Elokasha, Rashi takes out, and so does Dagos Agro take out. You see over here on the side, Varei Evarim Chulu Ad Elokasha Teves Eilu Mechukim V'chein Mochat Goy Rashi. So, good. Let's see Rashi till here. Rashi Amad Beis, Sheyesh Acharel, Sidur Avoido, Sidur Shnei Gzirin, Upsula Bazar. Do you have an Avoido which has an Avoido after it, which is Sidur Shnei Gzirin, and it's Postal Bazar, Lehizchayev Misa, to be Chayev Misa? So Rashi over here clearly explains the Kasha of Rav Zera. Then when Rav Zera asked, do you have an Avoido Sheyesh Acharel Avoido Upsula Bazar? He did not mean to say that if it's an avoida, sheyesh achrei avoida, it should be kosher bizarre. That's for sure now. The din of avoida, sheyesh achrei avoida, is that if it's an avoida, sheyesh achrei avoida, there's no chiyuv misa. So Rashi over here himself says that psula bizarre over here means lischayev misa. When Reb Zera said these words, he meant, can you be chayev misa for it? And Amad Aleph, v'harei varam abdorim, zok Rashi, loy garsinon lekulei hach girsa. Don't be gerus these few lines. Why? Eivorim ud Trumas Adeshin Hocho. Don't be gurus this gurus of the Gemara's question from Eivorim and Trumas Adeshin. The Haikminon Bach, the Haikminon Lehu Legabi Pukdayu de Rava Levi. The Gemara before established by the Machlokes of Rava Levi, but Avoida She'enach Rav Avoida. It was agreed, Rav Levi, the whole Sugya, there were no questions asked over there. Everyone agrees that Eivorim Mukdorim is a Avoida Tamo. Trumas Adeshin is an Avoida Tamo. It's an avoda siluk. That's a different shaila, but it's definitely avoda tama. So what's the Gemara want here? It's an avoda sheyesh acharei avoda. Va'agav shitva the riata de gersa, and because of the riata de gersa means because it was brought over here, and shitva means they put it in quickly. It got drawn in here as well, but it doesn't belong here. The la'el, the lishna kama, the reb zera. Yes, these exact questions you have here on the base and over there, it makes sense. And the mele it made its way here as well, but it doesn't belong here. Hoda v'gasina b'lishna basra, they were gerus it as well over here b'lishna basra, but take it out. V'hachi gasina, and this is the gerus. Yesh l'cha avoida sheyesh acharei avoida upsula bizar. That's on the base. It's the last word on the base, and then go to eloi itmar until after elakasha eliyit. Go to eliyit. Okay, so mekayach this kasha, the kasha of Reb Zera, that how can you say sidur hamarocha azor ischayev misa can't be? It's an avoda sheyesh acharei avoda, which is sidur shnei gzira yitzim. So you must change the nusach. It can't be that Rabbi Yochanan never said that. Ela bati yitmar, if it's been said, hochi yitmar. This is what has been said. Amar Rabasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabasi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Zor shesider shnei gzirei eitzim chay. A zor that arranged the shnei gzirei eitzim, the two planks of wood. That for that he is chay misa. Why? Hoyel v'avoida tami. Since that is an avoida tam. So the shit of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, is that a zor that's mesader shnei gzirei eitzim, that is called an avoida tama. Why? There isn't an avoida after that. That's the completion, and that concludes. What does it conclude? The avodas sidur of the marocha. It starts with the main sidur hamarocha, the main pyre, and then it finishes with the shnei gzirei eitzim, and that concludes the sidur hamarocha. Happens to be that this, which the Gemara says over here, zor she sidur shnei gzirei eitzim chay hoyel avoda tami, is not agreed upon by everyone. Why? We had before in the sugya that Rav and Levi argue with this statement. The Gemara before clearly mentioned this. The Gemara said that Rav and Levi that did not mention Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, they mentioned other four avoidas. Levi adds on Trumas Adeshin, but Shnei Gzirei Eitzim not Rav mentions and not Levi mentions as an avoidas Shazor Chai V'Lam Misa. The Gemara asks why. Why, according to Rav and Levi, are you not Chai Misa for Siddur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim? And the Gemara says, according to Rav and Levi, the reason why not Chayav Misa is because it's not an Avodah Tama according to them. Why not? There's another Sidur that comes after it. Another arrangement on the Mizbeach. What is that? Sidur Eivorim. Eivori Atomid. So this is a Machlokes. Rav and Levi hold that Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, putting on Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, is not an Avodah Tama because of Sidur Eivori Atomid. And that's the completion. That concludes the avoidas hasidur, the avoid of arrangement, according to Rav and Levi. Masha Enker Rabbi Yochanan, this is all Gemara Daf Chavdal on the base. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says sidur shnei gzirei eitzim is an avoid of tama, and sidur eivorim is something else completely. Rashi speaks this out in the shit of Rabbi Yochanan Daf Chavdal on the base. Rashi says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Sidur Mareches Eitzim Tama the Gemerasi is the Sidur of Mareches Eitzim of the wood is completed with the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. The Sidur Eivorim Tchila Sidur Acharhi. It's a new Sidur. It's not connected. They're not linked. They're not connected. And they have nothing to do with each other. There's Sidur Hamarocha, and that finishes with Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now starts a new Sidur, which is called Sidur Eivorim. Rav holds, it's all connected, it's all Sidur. Rashi says, according to Rav, Shem Sidur Acha Echadu. Shem Sidur Echadu, it's all Sidur, and it doesn't complete till you have Sidur Eivorim. That's the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Maskev lo Rava. Rava asked the kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is Navoida Tama and Zor is Chai Valeh Misu. Ela Meyato, only from now, Tiboi Pais, it should need a Pais. If it's a Navoida Chashuva, it's Navoida Tama, it concludes, and it's Zor is Chai Valeh Misu, so why should it not need a Pais? And you don't find that they made a Pais for Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. But the Gemara questions this straight away. Frek the Gemara. Veloi boi pais? Does it not need a pais? Vatanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Misha zocha betrumas hadeshin. The one that was zocha in trumas hadeshin, yizke b'sidur shnei gzirei eitzim. He was zocha in the sidur of shnei gzirei eitzim. So don't tell me that shnei gzirei eitzim doesn't have a pais. There was a pais. There wasn't a pais for shnei gzirei eitzim, but it belonged to the one that was Zeiche in Trumas Hadeshin. Whoever did Trumas Hadeshin got Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. So that's not called, there's no pious for it. Zokti Gemara, this is what Rava meant to ask. Hachi Ka'ama, this is what Rava meant to ask. We know that it was through a pious. But the question is, Yefaisu lo bifnei atzmo. Why did they make a pious for Sidur Shnei Gzirin by itself? Why did they give it B'derach Aga, by the way, whoever got Trumas Hadeshin gets Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. It's an Avodah Chashuva. It's an Avodah Tama. A Zoras Chayav Al HaMisa. It deserves its own pious, not to be given to the one that was Zeiche B'Trumas Hadeshin. The answer to this is, Zokti Gemara, Kida Amrino, like we said. And what does this Kida Amrino mean? So Rabbeinu Chananel explains it, and so says the Rashash. Kida Amrino means, like the Gemara said in the beginning of the second period, Daf Chav Beis, the Gemara explains why they did this. Why did they say that Misha Zochah B'Trumas Hadeshin is going to be Zoich and Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim? Why did they do that? So the Gemara says there was a whole Seder Advarim. First, they thought that the people, the Kohenim, would not come. Not many Kohenim will come for Trumas Hadeshin in the first place, either because of Avodas Laila or because Oines Shina, they're not going to get up for it. And then they saw that they are coming, and it's coming with a sakana, like the Mishnah says. So they made a pious. They made a pious for it. After they made a pious, then they saw that now they're not coming. Why? I should get out of bed, ala safik, maybe I'm going to win the pious. I'd rather turn over and go back to sleep. So they had to do something about that. They made a pious for Trumas Hadeshin. Once they made a pious, everyone stopped coming. Everyone stopped coming. So they said, Misha zocha Trumas Hadeshin, Yizke v'sidur marocho v'shnei gzirei eitzim. So they said, whoever gets Trumas Hadeshin is going to get another two avoidos, which are avoidos chashuvos, sidur marocho and shnei gzirei eitzim. So here's your answer. Your question is, shnei gzirei eitzim is an avoida tama and a zoras chayav alem misa. Yeah. You want, your question is, give it its own pious. Why do you say misha zocha v'trumas Hadeshin is zoich in shnei gzirei eitzim, give it its own pious? The answer is, like the Gemara says here, and Echanami, in the beginning, they had a pious for Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. But then, they had a problem with Trumas Hadeshin. They didn't know what to do. They made a pious for Trumas Hadeshin, and they stopped coming. So they said, whoever gets Trumas Hadeshin gets Shnei Gzirim. And that's why the reason why they said that. Good. Zot Rashi, Hoyel Vavoyed Otamo, Desholem Lei Sidur. Rabbi Echanan holds that the Sidur Hamarocho is finished with the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Sidur Evori Atomid is a new thing, not connected to the Sidur Eitzim. That's completed, now starts something new. Yeah. Zokti Gemara. Lememra, is this to say? Now the Gemara is focused on Rava's Kasha. Rava asked that now that you said Trumas Hadeshin is an Avodah Tama and Zor Chayav Alem Misa, Oibazoi, if so, it should need a pious. Frekti Gemara, Lememra, is this to tell us from Rava's Kasha, Davoido Tama, Vizor Chayav Alem Misa, Boye Pais, that in order to have a pious, it needs to be, in order that it needs a pious, it's got to be Avoido Tama and Zor Chayav Alem Misa. That's the Mashmos of Rava's Kasha. Now that we said, Rava asks, now that we said that it's Navoido Tama and Zor Chayav Alem Misa, it should need a pious. So is it only an Avoido Tama and Zor Chayav Alem Misa that needs a pious? But if ein zor chayv alei misa, if a zor is not chayv alei misa, loy boy pais, does not need a pais. Practicing gemara v'arei shchita. Shchita is mentioned in the Mishnah before. Daf Chaf Hei. Of course, shchita has a pais. A pais hasheni. Mi shoychit? Who shechts? And shchita is not an avoda that zor is chayv alei misa. Shchita is kreir v'zor. So what's trap shchita needs a pais? It's mashma from Rava that only an avoda tam and zor chayv alei misa needs a pais. The Gemara answers, Shani Shchita, Shchita is different. The Tchilas Avoida the Imamahi. Shchita is the beginning of an Avoidas Hayoim. Avoidas Hayoim over here means it's the beginning of the Korban, which was brought by Yoim, Avoidas Chashuvais, and because it's the beginning of all these Avoidas, it's Chashuv, and that's why it's important by the Kainim, and it does need a pious. What about the other things mentioned in the Mishnah? Okay. Zorik is an avoda tama and zor chayv alei misa. Dishum is be'ach apnimi. As we mentioned, previous shib, dishum is be'ach apnimi, dishum enoira, malei var lakevesh. All this is ein zor chayv alei misa. So why does it need a pais? The Gemara does not deal with it. Ritva says that dishum is be'ach apnimi is also the beginning of the akhtar of the k'teres. You take, remove the ashes in order to be makhtar the k'teres. Dishum enoira is the beginning of the seder of the avodos in the menorah. They took up the, they removed the ashes, then they kaveh the neiris, they put in the neiris, put in the shemen, put in the psila, and they were madlik. Bringing the barm to the kevesh is also the beginning of haktorah. By dishu menorah, it's a little bit difficult. Mashor asks that, yes, it's the beginning of what? We mentioned this question. It's the beginning of a seder of avodos, but it doesn't lead to any avodah that zor eschayv alei misa either, because all those avodos that come after cleaning the ashes, there's no chiyav misa. Like the Gemara said before, putting in the neiris, putting in the lamps, no chiyav misa because it's sinas shemen afterwards, and sinas shemen, no chiyav misa because it's psila, also not, there's adlok alav avoida, there's no chiyav misa over there. Okay. Good. Zokti Gemara Vayter, and here comes another few lines, again, which are difficult to understand according to the girsa that we have. These lines over here, Rashi is going to explain it to us. We'll see Rashi in a minute. But let's read it out and let's see why. Lememra is this to tell us. Davoida tama boi pais. According to what Rava said, it's mashma, like we said before, that only an avoida tama needs a pais. Like the Gemara says, if it's an avoida tama and zor chayv alei misa, it needs a pais. But avoida sheyesh acharei avoida loi boi pais. If it's an avoida that has an avoida after it, it does not need a pais. That's what is mashma from Rava. Frank the Gemara, similar kasha to before. Varei evarim b'torim. Evarim b'torim is avoida sheyesh achrei avoida. Is it? Now here's Rashi again tells us, you can't be gerusid. Why? Because evarim b'torim means haktora. You're makted evarim b'torim. And like we said before, like Rashi said before, haktoras evarim b'torim, less man the palag is no machlekes about it. It's definitely an avoida tama. It's not called an avoida sheyesh achrei avoida. So what's the Gemara asking here? And the Gemara answers, Soif Avoida Diyamami, it's the end of Avoida Diyamama. And again, Harei Trumas Adeshen. Trumas Adeshen again, according to what it says here, is being called an Avoida Sheyesh Achrei Avoida. And again, Rashi says, no. The Gemara before is Mavua clear, less than the Pali, that Trumas Adeshen is an Avoida Tama, it's an Avoida Siluk, but it's an Avoida Tama. The Gemara answers of Shema Sashoye. Okay, so all this Rashi takes out once again and says, doesn't belong here. Let's see Rashi. Lameimra, in Dibra Maskel Avoida Tama. Rashi says, "Shalom leisid," and then Rashi says, "Lemeimra the avoda tama boi pais ad mishumayis shoyo loy gar sino." When that occurs, Amar Mazutra. Mazutra said, "Veitema Ravashi." Some say Ravashi said the following statement: "Afanan nami tanino." We also learned a Mishnah like Rabbi Yechon, and this is referring back to the Machlokes Rav and Levi and Rabbi Yechon, which we mentioned before. Rabbi Yechon is now a sugya. Rabbi Yechon says that sidur shnei gzirei etzim is called an avoda tama. It's the avoda that concludes, and like Rashi says, it concludes the avodas hasidur of the etzim. Starts off with sidur amarocha, and it's finished with sidur shnei gzirei etzim. According to Rabbi Yechon, that's the end. Sidur evorim, devorim hatomid, it's something new, like Rashi says before. It's a new thing. It's not a continuation, nothing to do with this. Like we mentioned. Sidur Evarim, Tchila Sidur Achru. That's the Shittah of Rabbi Yechon. Rav says it's all connected. Rav holds, It's all connected. Shem Sidur Echadu. It starts off with Sidur Hamarocha. And then goes Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim, according to Rav. And then goes Sidur Evarim. It's all connected. And Sidur Hamarocha is not a way to Tama. Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is not a way to Tama, according to Rav. The way to Tama is the end, the Sidur Evarim, which is Akhtarim. So now, Masutra, Vitei Rav Ashi, is saying, Afana Nami Tanina. We have a Raya from the next Mishnah on this Amud, which we're going to do soon. We see out of the Shmaya, from the beginning of the Perek, of the third Perek, we have a Raya, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is an Avodah Tama. And Sidur Evarim is something else, something new completely. What's the Raya? The Mishnah says, right here, the next Mishnah, which the Gemara is now quoting, Amar Lahem Amamuna, the one in charge, said to them, Su'u go out to the UNC, and Migiya Zman Hashchita, if the Zman Hashchita has arrived. Ve'ilu, but Zman Sidur Gzirei Yetzim like Tani. He doesn't say go look if the Zman of bringing the Shnei Gzirei Yetzim has arrived. And they used to do that before the Shechit of the Karban Tani. So, what is he proving for this Mishnah? So what he wants to prove is that Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is Kasha Balayla. If you should say that Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim requires Yayim, so why did he not say, Tzu'uru'u, go out and see, if he gives man, Sidur Gzirei Yetzim, because that's the first thing that you need to do by day. Elamai must be, the proof is, that Sidur Gzirei Yetzim is Kasher Balayla. And that's why he did not say, go out and look, if the time has come to do Sidur Gzirei Yetzim. What you got to look, what you have to look for is, go and look if it's Igeas man Shechitas HaTomah, because Shechitas HaTomah needs Yayim. Okay. Now that we've proven that Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is Kasher Balayla, based on that, we have a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. That what? That Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is an Avodah Tama. Why? As Rashi explains, if you're going to say that Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is Kasher Balayla, so then it's an Avodah Slayla. If it's an Avodah Slayla, it's Mustaver to say it's connected to Sidur Hamarocha, which is also Avodah Slayla, you can do by night. Sidur Marocha, Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim. Sidur Evarim, that's an Avodah Yayim. They're not connected. These two are Avodah Slayla. Sidur Evarim is Avodah Yayim. Like Korav Zel Zeh Kol HaLoilo. They're different. They're not the same. This is Balayla, that's Bayayim. That itself is Mechiyach, that they're two in Yonim, two separate things. And it's Mechiyach, the Shit of Rabbi Yochanan. That Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is Avodah Tama. Sidur Evarim is a new thing, it's Avodah Asiyim. And Oibazoi is a Raya that Zoros Chayav Misa on Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim. Not like Rav and Levi that say that it's all one thing, Marocha Gzirei Yetzim and Evarim. No, these two are Avodah Slayla, that's Avodah Asiyim. That was his proof. The Gemara answers, no. From this Mishnah, you've got no proof that Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is an Avodas Laila. The Emes, you could say that Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim has to be done by Yayim. So why did he not say Tzu'uru'u in Igiyaz Man Sidur Gzirei Yetzim? The answer to that is Hachta Lesli Takanta Ktoni. Hachta Isli Takanta Leiktoni. The reason why they were so medayed, why he had to send somebody up on the roof or on the wall to see in Igiyaz Man Ashkita was, like we're going to see in a minute, that there was once a story that the Ma'ur Alvona came up, there was a light of the moon, and they thought it was the light of the sun, and they made a mistake, and they shechted the Tomid, and it happens to be the sun wasn't there yet, it wasn't the light of the sun, it wasn't Zman Shechitas HaTomid, and it was Nishchat Balayla, and they had to take it to the base of Sreifa, became possible. Memela, they were Medayik, they had to make sure that it's Ma'ur HaShemesh that they're seeing, so they had to send somebody up that sees clearly what's going on, and he can tell you for sure that this light that I'm seeing is the Ur HaChama, not the Ur HaLavon. So this bedika, this extra bedika that you have to send somebody to check, that is Ur HaChama, that's only necessary for the Talmud. For Gzirei Yetzim, doesn't need. Why? Because for Gzirei Yetzim, you can rely on the light that you're seeing now, in the Karka Azora, it's light. You're seeing a light? Fine, it's good. You can assume that that's the light of the sun, and according to your assumption, it's Alois HaShachar, go put the Gzirei Yetzim on. If it's going to be an aspara that it was Mo'er Alvana, then you'll take it off and you'll put it back. It's Islay Takanta, you can be misakin it. Mamela, for Gzirei Yetzim, you don't have to send somebody high up. Masha Enke, for Shkitas HaTomet, for that you have to send somebody to check to make sure that it's Rachama and not Pe'er HaLavama. Hachta Lesli Takanta Katoni. The one that has no Takana, that's the Tomet. For that, you put somebody up, you send somebody up to see that it's Takana or Rachama. But Hachta Isli Takanta for Gzirei Eitzim, which has a Takana, that means even if it was done by mistake by Lila, you could be misakin it, you could take it off and put it back. Like the Tani, for that, you don't have to send somebody and say, go and look if it's not Gzira Eitzim. No, they could do that before the person went and looked, they put the Gzira Eitzim. As soon as they, in the Azara, it looked like it was Alois HaShachar, that was fine. Hadron Aloch Borishoina Lineid. So, Rashi, Afana Nami Tanina, the Sidu Gzirin Avoida Tamihi Krav Yechma. And not like Rav Levi. Rav Levi hold that Siduk Zira Yetzim is not Avodah Shazar Chayav Alev. So why? Because after that you have the Sidur of the Evarim of the Tomid. The Zman of two Gzirim, it doesn't say in the Mishnah. Alma Avodah Slaylahi. So that was the Diuk that the Gemara wanted to bring. That's Avodah Slaylah. But who Gemar Sidur Marocha? And that's the completion of the Sidur Marocha. It starts with Sidur Marocha and finishes with Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. The Sidur Eivorim, Shavoida Siyoim, Tchilas Avoida Acheresi. That's the beginning of a different Avoida. V'loi Gemar Sidur Marochi. It's not the Gemar Sidur Marocha. If Gzirei Eitzim, Marocha is Kosher B'Layla, and Sidur Eivorim is Yoim, Avoida Siyoim, it must be two things. That was the Raya. And the Gemara answers, no. Perhaps Shnei Gzirim was also had to be done by day, but the reason why he didn't say it was because like it's Islay Takant. Zok the Mishnah Vayit. Amar lahem hamamuna. The mamuna said to them, Zok Rashi, Amar lahem hamamuna hu askan, according to Shit of Rashi's, Rashi says it here, Rashi says before, the mamuna was the skan Kohen Gadol, that was the deputy Kohen Gadol, and one of his jobs was to do what it says in the Mishnah, to go out and see. He said to them to go out and see a Megiyaz Man Ashkita. The Tosfos Yeshana over here, Tosfos Yeshana before argues. Tosfos Yeshana brings Rashi, Pirush Bekuntris, Gam Kan, Mamunu Haskan, Beine Nira, the Birash Gilael, Ela Adam Acher Hoya, Shoei Mamunu Al Kach. There was somebody that was appointed to do this job. Shada, if Mamunu means Skan, or somebody that was appointed. What did he say to them? He said to the Kainim and the Azara, Tzu'u, go out, Re'u and see, Emikia Zman Hashkita. If the time of Shkita arrived, is it Alois HaShachar or not? And they sent somebody to go up. Rashi says, Uru ala choyma o yala gag. Go up on the wall or on the roof and see if the Zman Shkita has arrived. This part of the Mishnah would be done every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Mishnah is going to go quite soon into Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Let us mention that the previous Perek basically was to do with every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Starts off with Trumas HaDeshen, Parishayna Kol Misharoitze, and all these Mishnayos of the Payasos that happened every day. According to the Baal HaMor, they made no Payasos on Yom Kippur, even according to the Ramban that they did make Payasos on Yom Kippur, but it wasn't the way it was done every day. So Perek Beis is a Perek that was noig every day in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah went into that because the Mishnah mentioned Trumas HaDeshen on Yom Kippur. Then the Mishnah went and said when you do Trumas HaDeshen every day, and then it went into all the payasis of every day in the Beis HaMikdash. This part was still every day in the Beis HaMikdash, but the Mishnah is soon going to go into Avodas Yom Kippur. So the Mamuna said, go up and see if the Zman Shkita arrived. Imigia, if it did arrive, Haroya, the one that was looking, Oimer says, Barkai. Barkai is a lashon of it's shining, it's light. And it means it's dawn, it's Alois HaShachar, and the time has arrived, the Zman has arrived to Shech, the Karbon Tomid. This was definitely before the Netz HaChama. It's already light enough, and you can go and Shech the Karbon Tomid. Masi ben Shmuel says that he didn't just say Barakai, there was additional words that were said, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevroi. Was is the whole Pnei Kol HaMizrach, the face of the east, the whole east is lit up to Chevron. Who Omer Hain, and he says yes. The Gemara is going to deal with this exactly. Who said the words Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevroi? And who said yes? There was a discussion going on here, according to Masi ben Cheresh, and these words had to be said, Heir b'nei kol ha-mizrach, ad shebechevroin, and the other one says yes. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis says that according to Masi ben Cheresh, then this, he's actually arguing on when the Zman HaTomid was. It's a later time. It's a later time. The Ataka arguing on the time. Other Rishonim learn that it's the same time, it's just a different Lashon. Why was it necessary to send somebody to look? Shepam achas, there was one time, Olam Oir HaLavono, the light of the Lavono went up, Bedimu, and they thought, Sheher Mizrach, that the east lit up. Veshavetu etz HaTomid, and they shefted the Tomid based on the Oir HaLavono, which they thought was the Oir HaChamo. Veitziyu lebeis HaSreifa, and then, when they noticed that it was a mistake, they realized that they shefted the carbon Tomid Balayla, so they had to take lebeis HaSreifa. There was a Makam in the Azara, which was called lebeis HaSreifa, and over there they used to burn the Kachay Kachan, that became Puzzle. Okay. So because of that mistake, they wanted to make sure that it should not repeat that mistake. So they sent somebody and they to look, to see Taka that it's the Urachama, and based on that they would check the Karban Tomei. After that, once it was Higiyas Manashkita, Haridu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfilah, then they would take the Kohen Gadol down to the base HaTfilah, and of course these words are the start over here. The Mishnah is talking about Avodas Yom HaKippurim. They took the base of the Kohen Gadol base HaTfilah, he would toivel. And now the Mishnah says a klal. Zeh HaKlal. There was a klal, Hayav HaMikdosh, in the Mikdosh. Kol HaMesach is Raglav. Anyone that went to be excused for Nekavim Gedolim, Ton Tvila. He had to be toivel. Any Kohen, at any point of the day, in the middle of the Avodah, he has to go to be excused for the Kavim Gedolim. He's got to toivel after that, before he carries on doing the Avodah. V'chol ha-matal mayim, but if anyone goes for a talas mayim that's ketanim, ton kiddush yedayim v'raglayim. He doesn't need tefillah, but he does need kiddush yedayim v'raglayim. The Gemara is going to talk about where we learn out that ha-talas mayim needs kiddush yedayim v'raglayim. Zok Rashi, amalem ha-mamuna hu askam. Shittas Rashi is that the mamuna means the deputy. Tzu'uru'u, go out and see alachoyim on the wall, or alagag, or on the roof. Zman ha-shchita, shchita satomit, kolema, emheira mizrach, the east is lit up, shashchita psula balayla. Shchita is possible by night, k'dechsev, b'yoyim zivchachet. It's got to be on the day when you shech. Haroya, zesha ol alagag, the one that's looking, he's on the roof. Barakai, loshen tzoyar, it's loshen of light, k'moy l'man, heyela borak, in order that it should be for the gersa, the pasuk is l'man, Heye la borok, in order that it should have for it a light. A pasuk in Yecheskel, Heiru v'rokim, the lightning lit up. Achehu bechevrin, ache nira hatsoyar ad chevrin, until the light can be seen, till chevrin, v'uoy mehlehen hein, mefarish v'gemara. The Gemara is going to say who's saying which words. Lama hutzruchu lakach, why was it necessary for this lalis lagad v'lirois? Why did I have to go up on the roof and see? Olam Oir HaLavono, Tzomach Toyar, the Rosh Hashanah's Goyres, Oir HaLavono, the light of the Lavona came up, some of the Shachris, right before the morning, V'dimu V'chishu, when they thought, V'tzila Beis HaSreva, K'shevinu Sh'nishchat Benayla, when they understood that it was shechted in the night, they took it out of Beis HaSreva. Haridu Kohen Gadol Chulu Mefarash Lo B'Gemara, the Gemara is going to explain this. The Gemara actually says that this story of Olam Oir HaLavono could not have happened on Yom Kippur. There's no Oir HaLavono coming up b'shachris at that time of the day on Yom Kippur. It must have been a different time of the month. Mesach Raglav Zagrashi Nekavim HaGdoilim B'loshen Mesach Ma'ilan HaMesach covering Ala Oretz, a tree that covers the ground, Lefi, because Shatzorach Nekavim HaGdoilim Korea Al Birkav, he goes and leans over his knees, Machasa Gufay Esraglav, his guf covers his legs. V'chein b'shol, k'siv, b'shom ma'ora, b'shol, it's written there was a cave, and that was when Shol was chasing David. And David actually was in the deep part of the cave, and Shaul came into the cave. Shaul came to be excused in the coming Gedolim, and the Pasuk calls it Lahaseich Esraglo. Kiddush Adayim Raglayim Min HaKir. Kiddush Adayim Raglayim had to be done from the Kir. That's what the Mishnah says, that anyone that's Matal Mayim, at any point of the day, has got to have, again, Kiddush Adayim Raglayim.